We're a little worried that it might be starting to rain, so if you could do a one little quick, you know.
One more and that's it?
Right, so we can do the other thing. People have come before it starts to rain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bueno, contigo ese país.
¿Tú con ese mismo radio allá?
Ajá. Y si arele ogun oriki modanse ogun ojarele aluo oriki modanse ogun y si arele aluo oriki modanse ogun y si arele We'd like to thank you for listening to us. We will be having a workshop on the making of the drums and the tradition of it in about 30 minutes in the workshop area. And now we'll be getting ready for someone else to come up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The hand for are the bata drummers representing the Afro-Cuban tradition of lucumi here in Miami. I don't know how many of you have had a chance to hear such African-based music before. It's a different way of listening to things because you have than perhaps what we're used to. It's a series of interlocking rhythmic patterns that all fit together to form the whole. And as I mentioned before, each one of these different rhythms are sacred rhythm that's a type of drum speech, which is used to communicate to the deities in the Lukumi belief system and religion. We'll have a few more workshops going on yet this afternoon. Some Jamaican storytelling coming up over in the workshop area. We're setting up now for our next performer, which will sort of switch gears radically as we've been doing all afternoon. You have another real treat in store for you. Our next performer will be representing basically what's an Eastern European tradition, which is associated with the Ashkenazic Jewish tradition. One of the finest klezmer musicians, not only in Miami, but what you'll find in many places, will be Jaime Bronstein. Jaime is born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, so he's equally at home with salsa and Latin music as he is with the Hasidic Jewish music, which he'll be playing this afternoon. So he can do a Cuban Jewish wedding and play salsa and go the next day to an Orthodox bar mitzvah, and he'll be playing Hasidic music. A very versatile man indeed. As I mentioned, he was born in Buenos Aires. He had some formal music training at a music academy when he was in high school age. But he first heard the clarinet, which is his instrument at a street carnival, and fell in love with it and wanted to learn. And he became fortunate enough to become an apprentice and a teacher or a student of a father and son teaching team in Buenos Aires, one of a world-renowned klezmer clarinet player, the father and son of Giora and Leo Friedman. He later studied jazz at the Academy of Jazz, and there's a lot of improvisation that goes into this style of clarinet playing, which the jazz training helps. But basically, this is a tradition which you learn by ear. And he picked it up despite the formal training. These songs, many of them that he'll be playing, are very traditional, which are associated with Jewish weddings, bar mitzvahs, parties of all sorts of kinds. The term for this style of music is klezmer music, sometimes called Jewish soul, which has its roots back in medieval Europe and through the subsequent eras in Europe when there would be itinerant or traveling musicians in Eastern Europe and Central Europe, oftentimes a violin, a flute player, a cello, who would go around from village to village and be playing music for these kinds of events, bar mitzvahs, weddings, parties. The klezmer tradition today is widely practiced in Ashkenazic Jewish communities in Israel and here in the United States and whenever you find large Jewish settlements. Jaime Bronstein has performed in Israel and is widely sought after for bar mitzvahs and for various performances and parties of all kinds. He'll be accompanied today by Bracha Schlein on the piano. Occasionally he'll have larger groups when he does a really big wedding.
Are you getting close? Probably a minute or so. I'll let you know as soon as I'm done.
We have a minute or so still to set up. Coming up, last but not least this afternoon, following Jamie's performance, we'll have the Irish fiddling of James Kelly, who you might have heard giving workshops earlier in the afternoon. And we still have all the wonderful booths and crafts displays that you see around us. I think we're just about getting set up. You see Jamie here in front of you. So we'll be hearing Klezmer Clarinet, Jewish Soul, by Jaime Bronstein and Bracha Schlein. I should tell you while we're finishing setting up one story that Jaime told me when I was interviewing him this summer. Oftentimes here in the Dade County area, there are a number of Jewish senior citizen organizations. And he was playing for one of those, and there was a woman sitting in the front in a wheelchair. And she'd been in this wheelchair for over 10 years. And this is a kind of music, if you have any music yourself, that really reaches you deep in your heart inside. This is the effect that this klezmer music, the Hasidic music, had on this woman in the wheelchair. And all the people who were working in this convalescent home were amazed when, after hearing Jamie play, she got up out of the chair, which she hadn't done for 10 years, and started dancing. I don't know if you'll be that moved, but I'm sure you'll enjoy the music of Jaime Bronstein. So as soon as we get set up here, we'll turn it over to him.
And I'm going to give you some of the Jewish soul music. Have some fun. Thank you very much. If you haven't been to a wedding, you know, all of the Jewish weddings, we're going to do some of this stuff. You can dance anything you want. Thank you very much. One of my friends. Bracha, you great Bracha. A big hand to my piano player. Bracha Schlein, all the way from Toronto, ladies and gentlemen. Montreal, I'm sorry, it's so cold. Okay. I'm going to do some of the Yiddish songs. I don't know if you understand that. I'm going to do some of Yiddish songs. That's why I'm here, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. You recognize the song, some of you? Yeah, okay, thank you. So, what's Tutman next? What are you gonna do now? Okay, we're gonna do some other of the... another time, some soul and klezmer music again. I'm gonna start very, you know, very freely, and then we're gonna go to the beat. This we call it Eastern European music. Thank you. I wanted to do my last set. I know you're sorry. I'm sorry too. I have to go someplace else.
Huh? 5 minutes? Okay.
Okay. I just got the okay from Miss Laurie Summers. I have another 5 minutes to do. I hope it doesn't rain. Okay, what about some Israeli song? Yeah? Okay. Okay. We're gonna do 2 requests. Yerushalayim Shel Zahav and Bashana. Okay? Thank you very much.